News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
All morning, texts continue to flood in relation to the people using trucks and tractors and buses to block roads and to barricade the Whitegate refinery and the petrol and diesel terminals in Galway and in Foynes, as well as blocking up the cities. I fully agree with these protests. They are for the ordinary people. It is a short-term pain we should be willing to take for the good of all. The government need to cut the excise. Instead of supporting people, they are profiteering from the rising fuel costs. What makes it even harder to take is when you see the money this government squanders on a regular basis. Bike shelters, steps, children's hospital, the World Bank, the billions wasted on creating iPass millionaires. Where does it all stop? This government need to realise they are elected by the people to serve the people, not the other way around. And in case you missed it, the Minister for Justice has sent a statement confirming that the Defence Forces are going to be asked to assist the Gardaí Síochána in their role as an aid to the civil power. And he has said in a statement that large vehicles blocking critical infrastructure will be removed. Owners of those vehicles should remove them immediately this morning and should not complain later about any damage caused to those vehicles during removal. Martin Hayden is with us. He's Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. Martin Hayden, calling out the Defence Forces to drag trucks off the road is extraordinarily inflammatory, isn't it?
Hey, good morning, Anton, and good morning to your listeners. Look, I, as a Democrat, absolutely respect everyone's right to peaceful protests, and I understand how much people are hurting right now. Government understands this. That's why we've had the biggest intervention of any European country in recent weeks, costing €250 million over a short few weeks of a period at a cost to the Exchequer of €4 million a day to try and help and support people. And we aren't for 1 minute suggesting that that has taken everyone's pain away. Nobody can.
Hang on, Minister, whatever about supporting the democratic right, how does it support their democratic right to send the defence forces to drag them off the streets?
Because this is a clear choice between democracy and peaceful protest or anarchy, and you can't have anarchy. We have law and order in this country, and if I what I'm saying around peaceful protest, I absolutely respect people's right to do that. But where somebody's protest breaks the law or blocks critical infrastructure and is going to impact every other citizen in the state, is going to impact everybody is struggling to keep going at present. This is a very tough time on individual citizens and on business people, and the interventions of some of the protesters here will actually impact other businesses' ability to keep going. So we as a government are not going to allow good businesses go to the wall because other people have blocked critical infrastructure and stop people going about their daily lives and their daily businesses.
And where are you going to draw the line when it comes to the intervention of the Defence Forces? Because the argument that you make also applies to businesses in the cities that have been impacted and in people's capacity to do business by getting to work all the way around the country.
Exactly, and that's where critical infrastructure, is about how people go about their lives. So it's about our fuel depots being able to be distributed. We don't have any fuel supply issue in this country. We currently are going to have a fuel distribution issue if the refineries and fuel depots continue to be blocked. So that can't be allowed.
But are you going to drag the tractors out of O'Connell Street?
To be able to move on key roads and infrastructure. That is other critical infrastructure. I have constituents who had to go to Dublin last night and book into a hotel room so that they could be close to a hospital for a hospital appointment today that they weren't sure they could make yesterday. That is not how we allow protests to impact people's lives.
But sorry, Martin, just to understand, Minister, to understand the point, does that mean that you are going to send the Defence Forces into O'Connell Street and into the other cities around the country where there are tractors parked up and drag them out too?
I let the Minister for Justice deal with operational matters and the Garda Commissioner in the first and foremost. And obviously, as the Minister for Justice has said today, the Defence Forces are the aid to the civil power. So when the Gardaí, there is established practice there that when the Gardaí needs support in its interventions, it can and will call upon the Defence Forces to do so. We are talking about very large vehicles here in certain instances. So obviously that does need a tailored response in that regard where they are blocking critical infrastructure.
You're also talking about very angry people. Do you see any of this turning into problematic flashpoints?
So, of course, people are angry. And as I said at the outset, government completely understands why people are angry and how they're upset. We are all very much impacted by this really significant fallout of the Iranian war and the attack on Iran from the US and Israel. Not something we controlled, but we are responding to it in real time. And what government has to do is make sure that its interventions are measured and are in mindful of the impact it could have on all people across the state.
No, but in relation to the intervention, if you're looking, let us imagine, at Whitegate, there's 40 or 50 people down there. There's 12 or 15 trucks parked up. Later today, then, are we to assume that the guards and army are going to arrive with heavy haulage vehicles and start trying to drag people's 100,000 euro trucks down the street? That's the kind of thing that causes major aggression. Have you fears for public safety or incidents?
I'm sorry, I trust the professionalism of our Gardaí and our defence forces in terms of ensuring that our country continues to operate normally. The opposite of what you're suggesting is that we just allow people to block critical infrastructure that would in turn have a knock-on impact on every citizen in this country's life. People who aren't out protesting, but who too are impacted by high energy costs and the impact and the fallout of this war. So, you know, there is a clear, line here that people know. Many people have protested in the past and there hasn't been implications from that because it's peaceful protest. People know when they're breaking the law. They know when they're blocking critical pieces of infrastructure. And when that is being done and that would impact on other businesses' lives and on other people's lives, well, then government, and the arms of the state that protect rule of law will absolutely do the job that they need to do to make sure that we can all go about our daily lives as well as possible.
Let me ask you then, Martin Hayden, one of the points that the protesters have made and the Irish Road Haulage Association have made before them is that whatever about the impact of the war in Iran, which is obviously acute and relatively short term, one hopes, the reality is that government policy in respect of excise duty, VAT, carbon taxes has caused the cost of their input prices to go through the roof in the last number of decades. There has been massive increases in the cost of diesel and petrol, regardless of whether or not there was a war in Iran. Is there legitimacy in that point?
So what is very clear here is that, you know, obviously as an overall country, you have a tax base. That tax base pays for all of the services we have in the country, whether it's our health service, our education service, our significant interventions to protect the most vulnerable, like old age pensioners, people with disabilities, that all comes from a tax base that is generated. And how that tax is generated, is a matter for discussion every year in the budget and beyond. But there is no doubt that the impact that has been felt now, the reason people are hurting right now, is because of the attack by America and Israel on Iran. And that has led to a really significant energy shock. We've had energy crisis in the past, two in the 1970s, the most recent as a result of the Ukrainian conflict in 2022. You know, some international commentators are saying this is the biggest shock in the history of the world and it's bigger than those three combined. You know, if that is the scale of what we're talking about here, then government can't shield the public from every element of that. But what we do have to do is make sure that our interventions are right. You know, there are people and protesters here talking about a cap on the price of diesel and beyond. And I understand why they need that, because I understand the sustainability of the current prices.
Indeed, and we have that point, Minister.
The consequences of government intervening and doing that, you know, we saw what energy caps did with Liz Truss's short government and how people in the UK are going to pay high mortgage rates for the rest of their mortgage terms over the next 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
So government
Martin
has
Hayden,
to be responsible.
We have that point. Thank you. Martin Hayden, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. 53106, if you want to get in touch, 087-1400-106. Let's...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.